My name is Garrett Tomaszczyk, and we had a theme for our youth gathering. It was head, hearts, and hands. We'll break it down throughout the service on each theme, but right now, Emma and Daly are going to tell you about our hands, and it's mainly about the service that we took part.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Daly Kraft, and this is my third mission trip. I'm going to be a junior. So right off the bat, this youth gathering was definitely different than the other mission trips I've been on, just because it wasn't as service-oriented like our other two were. So we had a designated service day for this youth gathering, and so basically we got to wake up super early and wait a couple hours to get on a charter bus to take us to Cashmere High School, where we spent about an hour pulling weeds. It was a lot of fun. We got to meet a group from Minnesota who shared our charter bus, so came with us, was in our same group. So it was really cool just to meet other people who were there for the same reason we were and work with them in service, because we hadn't really ever done that before. And it was really fun just to work on a service project, helping out the school. And then another aspect of service for this mission trip was when we got to be part of Mass Cast at an evening worship. So Mass Cast is where you got to sit on the floor of the stadium, and you got to kind of be a part of the show. So specifically what our group was doing is we got to hold mirrors so the lights would kind of reflect in the stadium, and other groups had tulle that they would wave, and it kind of went to a song. It was just a really pretty piece throughout the worship. So it was really cool just to kind of serve 30,000 other youth, just kind of being part of the show and kind of getting to experience what it's like to just be a part of the worship instead of just watching. Thank you.
Hi guys, I'm Emma. This is also my third mission trip that I've been on. I'm the same age as Daly. Another really interesting aspect of this summer's service or activities that we did as a youth program was we were able to be one of the churches chosen to help host two girls from Peru. Their journey started with a flight up to Chicago for something called ICP. Now, a little background. Each 3 years, there's the ELCA Youth Gathering, and it's for all of the ELCA, and all the synods of the ELCA across the U.S. are encouraged to get someone from their sister synod, which is in another part of the world. Ours is in Peru, hence our girls from Peru. They're supposed to get people to come up for this youth gathering from out of the country so they can experience that. The first step is ICP. So the girls flew into Chicago for ICP, which stands for International Companion Program. They came there, and for about 3 or 4 days, we were there, and they were acquainted with the U.S. and with our culture here and our time zone and our customs and all of those good things that they don't have in Peru. They have the same time zone, but there were kids from other places, so they have different time zones. Whenever you send someone from out of the country to Chicago, you're supposed to send a domestic youth student up there to meet with them too. And I got the opportunity to go up there and be part of ICP and to meet these people from out of the country. There were our two girls from Peru. Those are them up there in the orange shirts. There were two of them. There were two boys from Brazil, a boy from Chile, a boy from Suriname. There was a boy from Hungary, a boy from Serbia, two boys from Tanzania, a girl from Tanzania, and another person. Her name was MJ. She was from Namibia. She was my roommate. The entire time that we were at ICP, we got to form friendships with other people and to be there for them during this really hard time in a new country. It was very fun for them, but it was also very difficult and scary because they were by themselves. They didn't have their parents. So after ICP, we left and we came back to Houston, just me, Scully, and Marcel, the two girls from Peru. We came back to Houston, which was really stressful. And then they got to Houston, they went to Pearland for a few days, and then they were in Katy, and then they came back here to the church to meet us to go to the youth gathering with our church. They got to meet all of these lovely people in the gray shirts sitting in these front rows. They got to meet me, they already knew me. They got to meet Daly, and they got to form new friendships that they never would have gotten to form in Peru. They got to sit in NRG Stadium with 30,000 other youth students with flashing lights and all kinds of things that they were not used to, and they got to stay in a hotel in downtown Houston. They got to learn about us, we got to learn about them, and we got to be there for each other. We also got to learn a little bit of Spanish, So it was a really good experience, and we all got to be a part of it, and we all got to get to know them and other people. So it was a great experience.
Along with going to the youth gathering, I was also an intern this summer over at Lord of Life. And part of that internship, I had the privilege to plan the mini mission trip for the confirmation kids over here in the pews. And one of the service projects that really stuck out to me was Hope Beyond Bridges. Hope Beyond Bridges serves directly with homeless people in Houston. In the morning, we went to a church called Klein United Methodist, and we made a meal. It was just a lunch. And then after that, we packed in the trucks, and we divided them into three groups, north, central, and south. We literally drove around Houston underneath bridges and served homeless people that was just on the streets. It was directly to them, and it was very impactful, and it was very inspirational. And it connects straight with God because it's directly impacting the individuals that are in need. So thank you.
Hello, my name is Mia, and we will be talking about what it means to learn about God. I think in the bulletin it says, experiences God with our head. So to do that, I have Brendan and Adelaide who will be speaking to you.
Hi, I'm obviously Brendan, and I'm gonna talk about day three where we had a speaker named Nadia Boltz-Weber. I think this is her second time going to a youth gathering. First time was a couple years ago in New Orleans. And one of the big points of what she talked about was that our current reality, who we are now, isn't going to be who we are 20 years in the future. Because, I mean, honestly, who wants to peak in high school? And really, that speaks to me because there's so many things that I want to do, and it really lets me know that I'm not going to be this nerd for my entire life. She also said that that the imperfections and all the shortcomings of people creates kind of like a jagged edge, but that's okay because if perfection is smooth, then there's nothing to hold on to, and the jagged edges are what connect people to each other. And I like that because it's a good way to be who I am. She talked about how God accepts ourself and not the person that we wish we were, because there's always going to be this impossible ideal that we're never going to be able to reach because it's impossible. And we just have to accept who we are. And that was some of the main talking points. There's a lot more. All of the speeches are on YouTube if you go to the ELCA YouTube page. And I encourage you to do that because they're really good.
So we talked about there's the three ways that we experience God, through your head, your heart, and your hands. And the first night, we talked about which one of those maybe we connected with. And for me, it was the heart and the hands. It's a little bit easier to sing songs about God and to, at least for me, to do service to serve him, but a little bit harder to think critically about him and connect with him through scripture. So I walked into the youth gathering, into the mass gathering, and I wasn't sure what to expect. The speakers, I wasn't sure how they would help me or how they would inspire me to connect with God. So I'm going to be talking about Brian Stevenson. He was one of the speakers. He told us how God called him to work as a death row lawyer and to found the Equal Justice Initiative. And I thought it was really interesting how he connected his professionalism and his amazing work and knowledge with his faith. I thought that was really incredible and very inspiring to me. He told us how to truly do God's work, we must step out of our comfort zones. Helping people isn't going to be easy, but it's something that we need to do. His parting words were a quote from Martin Luther King Jr. "The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice." And I think that message perfectly encapsulates the message of Brian Stevenson. Thank you.
So when the start of our mission trip, Patrick approached us with this topic of hands, head, heart. And he goes, "Well, what does it mean to experience God with your hands?" And everyone was like, "Service, duh, like, that's easy. And then he goes, well, what does it mean to experience God through your heart? And we're all like, well, loving each other, singing songs, feeling connected to him. And then he asks us, what does it mean to experience God through your head? And you hear these little crickets chirping, because no one really knew. Like, how do you know? And he asks the same thing with the junior high kids. Exact same thing. Little crickets. Nothing. Silence. And, I mean, we are thinking about it, and, like, how do you experience God with your head? Like, you can't begin to fathom who, what, or what God is. He's this almighty being who knows all and is all, and he makes you perfect, but, I mean, we're not perfect, but to him we are. And this mission trip was really great because it gave, and I think I speak for everyone, a chance to kind of experience God in this new way. This is my fifth mission trip, and all the others were, it was pretty simple to connect with God. We did our service, we loved everyone, and they loved us, and we served him, but we never really got to a chance to learn what it means to have such a strong connection with God, to have this relationship. And every night at the mass gathering, we had people talking to us, and they were explaining what it meant to them to have this connection, and it was just a way that we could further understand it, because having someone explain how they connected with God and how they begin to understand who this almighty God is, it helped us to understand it ourselves and to really process it. So I hope after you walk away today from this sermon, you truly understand what it means to be loved by God, to understand God, and what it means to serve God and how he serves you. Thank you.
All right, so last thing we wanted to mention about our youth gathering experience was talking about how we connected with God through our hearts, through worship, through community, and with one another. So I'm going to have Zach Schneider and Kylie Gudtormson speak a little about their experiences of connecting with God this way.
I'm Zach Schneider. I'm a senior, and I love music so much. And I think music was the crowning point, in my opinion, of this entire trip. The first night we got there, we were in our NRG Stadium, and they were blasting music on decibel ranges that would, you know, deafen some people. It was so loud, so powerful, and so emotional. And there were some songs in particular I can't name off the top of my head, but I desperately want to know what they are because they just reminded me how much music brings everyone together. And it was really quite something to be there and see everyone in tune with their hearts and their faith and with God. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kylie. So as a kid with social anxiety, I typically avoid going to youth group out of fear of being a burden since I'm not super funny and I really don't know how to join a conversation. And I'm really not super close to any of the other kids, but that's probably because I never go. So I promised myself at the beginning of the week that I would go in and just allow myself to speak freely without overanalyzing what I said or what other people reacted to it. So the beginning of the trip was super stressful because we were assigned first a small group and then to a van group. But immediately and just across the board, I was welcomed with open arms. While we were in Houston, each night we sat in a room with thousands of other teens and listened to speakers share some of their darkest moments with us and listen to some super soulful music performances. We all sat there with open hearts, and then we took those hearts with us to small group, and we shared how we connected with God or with those around us and what hardships have shaped our relationship with the church. I learned about the kids around me, and I allowed them to learn about me too, so by the end of the week, I feel like I left a bit of a different person because I was open with those around me, and they were glad to accept me as I am.
It's incredible to watch our youth and young people come together on every one of our trips through service, through learning, and through music and worship. And I am truly blessed that I get the privilege to watch them grow, change, and become different. That I get to see a brave act of coming on a trip where they never have connected with anybody before or a brave act of opening up in a new way and showing parts of themselves and their hearts that have remained hidden. And when we worship with one another and connect to God in our hearts, we are not just connecting with the people in this room, but we get the chance to connect with the body of Christ worldwide. Yesterday, Garrett mentioned we got a chance in our mini mission trip to spend time at Hope Beyond Bridges serving the homeless along the I-45 freeway. And one of our groups spoke to us and said, at the end of their trip, on the last stop, the homeless man there prayed for our young people, that the people we went to serve served us spiritually and taking care of us. And we see that when we are connected through the heart of Jesus, that transcends where we live, it transcends our gender, it transcends our sexuality, it transcends our economic state or our nationality, it even transcends time. Because when we are worshiping, we can be connected to Christians all throughout history. I'll let our two girls from Peru have the final word for our trip here. They could not be here this morning. I'm not sure why. You guys made it. So, yeah. But at the end of our trip, I asked them, what was this experience like for you? What was it like for you to be a part of this? To come into a nation you've never been, that speaks a language you don't really speak, and to meet with people you don't really know. And one of our girls told me, I've only been here a week, but this feels like my family. And I think that that's a powerful moment when we are connected with God through our hearts, our hands, and our heads. We feel like family in the body of Christ. Thank you very much for your time this morning.